Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing.
Good morning, everyone. we've been unpacking the names of God, and God has laid on my heart that He is a refiner and a purifier. So, just going to read from Malachi 3. And it's very short. It's verse 2 and 3. For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. And for me, that is such a beautiful scripture, because God is willing to purify us and refine us so that we can come to Him and bring Him that worship, and that we are free to come into His presence and come into His glory. So I'll just read it one more time. For He will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. So I was praying. I was praying for Worthing a few weeks ago, and God gave me a picture of two large vats that winemakers use. So the big vats, stainless steel vats with the little tap at the bottom, and they were overflowing with grapes. And I thought, wow, oh Lord, you know, what is this? And He said, it is a harvest. It is your harvest. So, and I said, oh, you know, Lord, what is this harvest? And He said, it is your labour of love. And then He led me to Thessalonians 1. And this comes from God's heart to us. I mean, Paul was writing to Thessalonians, and God is speaking to us in a little letter. So, and it's verse 3. Again, it's just a small little verse. Your work produced by faith, your labour prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. But this labour of love that we've been given, it's God's grace that we have this fruit in abundance, but it's not been given to us by our own strength. The fruit has been produced by the Holy Spirit, and it's not by our might or our power, but the power of the Holy Spirit and by God's love. And I just remember what's happened since we have moved from Worthing College to Durrington and everything in between. It's been a journey. It's been a labour of love, and a lot by Kai and Andrea. A lot of the fruit is through you. We've contributed, but it's been your heart, and you've stuck in there, and your perseverance and everything. And we've all waited and, you know, being patient until we came to this lovely building. But there's so much, and God has recognised that by the fruits. But He doesn't want us to sit here looking all pretty with all beautiful fruits and just do nothing about it, sit back and relax and just be content, you know, what with what we have. Like the winemaker, he doesn't leave his grapes to become rotten and all shriveled up. It's just a waste. But God wants to use the fruit that that He has been able to produce through us for His glory. and for his glory not to be, you know, for to be used outside, and for our church to work through us, to work through the fruits that he will produce for here and in the outside world. And he has a plan, a transforming plan, physically and spiritually. And the preparation for the increase, that's what I'm trying to say, the increase here, and for where God sends us outside, so that we will be mature. So going back to the winemaker, he crushes the grapes and the skins and seeds in the vats. So it's a bit of a crushing and a pressing. So sometimes we may feel that we're being crushed and pressed, and it's a time of testing. And I feel that we are in that moment now of testing. But I also believe that the testing carries on through our growth with our walk with Jesus, because he wants to continue that growth. So some of the challenges you may feel in your relationships, your health, work, opposition, disappointment, you are being refined. Amen. Also, the Lord may be saying to you, you've got to lay this down, you've got to move, you've got to take action. Also, you may have to forgive someone or something from the past. Maybe there's a little bit of anger there. No room for any of this in God's kingdom. Repentance. He wants to set you free, and he will purify you. Amen. And so God wants to remove all these things that cannot be used in his kingdom. But we're not alone in this. God walks with us. He leads us forward. And anyone we know that is going through a trial, the people here today, part of our congregation that we know are going through trials, but, you know, we stand with them. So we stand with one another. But God is loving us through this. Amen. He's walking us through us. Yes, it's testing. Yes, it's a trial. But he's loving us through this. And he can see the beauty that he wants to do in our lives, but for other people as well, for the kingdom to grow. You see, Jesus laid down his life. He died on the cross to bear fruit for his Father. And we, if we have died with Jesus on the cross and we have risen with him, we may bear fruit for him. But also it's a time of surrendering to what is happening in our lives. We can either sit back and say, woe is me, or we say, yes, Lord, lead me, take me, bring me through this trial, Lord. Take me through, hold my hand. Because God is working his purposes out for his glory. He's got a big picture, he's got a big plan of his purposes. So going back to the vats, the skins of the grape remain in contact with the fermenting juice to extract the colours and flavours, drawing out the impurities. Then the winemaker punches down the skins, therefore releasing just the juice, so the waste is left at the bottom. And there's a beautiful song, actually, that it reminds me of, is there's no waste at the altar. Amen. So everything that you bring to God, everything you bring to the altar, pouring out your heart, is not a waste. God uses every tear, every pain, every hurt for his glory.
That's right. Amen.
So we have this new wine that has been produced, and it's ongoing. It's not just going to take just a few days. It can take years for God to work out what he wants to do. But we can be patient in the Lord. So I asked the Lord, what is the new wine for us? So when he's producing this, the fresh outpouring of his Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord, what is the wine? And he said, new wine, new life, by God's power, an abundance of fruit, a fruit that will last. Thank you, Jesus. And I've realised that the people that I've met who've been through trials, there's such a glow about them. and such a beauty. You know what they've been through, but you can see Jesus in them. It is the refining and the purifying, and they've come out, and there's a joy. And it's Jesus is, you know, he's outworking in their lives, that is it producing a just a real beauty for his kingdom. And I can explain a little bit more about it. We all remember Wendy, yes, who was part of our congregation. She sadly passed away, and she's with the Lord. But there was something about her. There was a grace, and I know that she had gone through a lot through her life, but she gave so much, and I just want to read a little scripture. Now, so Andrew Boyd, I remember him. He had a word for Wendy. And this was the word. Even while you sleep among the campfires, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. And he spoke that over Wendy, and I thought, wow, God, I'd like to be like that. Be like a dove sheathed with silver and feathers shining gold. But she had come through the fire, God's refining fire. And it was an ongoing process in her life, and she was 80 years old, and she was leading people to the Lord. And the things that were said about her and her funeral, even her family, that we didn't know she was like this. But we had seen it. We had seen the glory of the Lord in her life. And so her brokenness had turned into beauty. And there was she was so gracious, and there was a joy and a dignity, and this is what this means, the silver, a purity. God had worked in her life and outworking in her life. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And can we just pray for a minute, please? Yeah. Sorry, thank you. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives. Father, everything you do is through your love, through your heart. Father, may we just surrender to you today. May we just surrender those things today that you're prompting us with. Father, we want to change. Father, would you refine us and purify us? Would you burn up the chaff? Would you burn up the things that are no use to your kingdom? Father, we want to be presented to you as a clean and righteous church, Lord, walking in your ways. There's no other way, Lord, just your way. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, that you care. And you care about who we are inside and out. You care how we present ourselves to the outside world and what you want us to do. And you care for the new people that will come. The increase will come. You want to prepare us. Prepare us to love and give. And with everything, every step we take with you in learning, that we can share with others. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Thank you that you died for us. Thank you that you have borne so much fruit, Lord. And thank you for the fruit that we will grow and continue to grow. And thank you, Lord, for the new picture that you gave me of the vats and the wine just pouring out, spilling out of the vats, Lord. Thank you for your plans and your purposes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Just want us to just close your eyes and think about, and maybe Della, you can play. What is something that that God wants to refine in you. He is a refiner. He's a refiner. And I feel like that some of us just need to, I know that sounds funny, but to give our lives afresh to Him. And you can stand somewhere in the room, you can sit somewhere in the room, but it's a time for us to lay our lives down on the altar. It's time to lay our lives down on the altar where it's just Jesus. What Caroline was saying about the refining. That doesn't just happen by Jesus, just refine me. Yes, He will do that, but it is by surrendering our lives to Him. Our all. He is the consuming fire. Yes, that's sometimes in the Old Testament it talks about judgment, but it's true. It talks about His holiness. Moses stood on a mountaintop. He went up and fire was around him. And the Israelites were, wow, what is that? It was God. It was Elkanah, the consuming fire, the jealous God. And it's like we are in this season where we have to shift from the place where we've been so comfortable in to a place where we're like, here, have it all. Have my all. Have it all. Have my grapes, have my fruits, have the things that are going well, have the things, have my family. And He just wants you to come and place your lives on the altar. Because when you have surrendered and when you have placed it all on the altar, He fills it with His fire. He fills it with His fire. And maybe you are going through a time of pressing. Don't ignore it. Embrace it. Embrace the pressing. Embrace the fire.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.